T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's right. We are riding with the King. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Howard Eskin with us. As always, brought to you by Xfinity Philadelphia's fastest internet and the sponsor of our Xfinity X1 Lounge. Howard, how are we doing tonight?
Oh, just great. Busy, busy, busy day between Zoom calls, on with the midday show, walking in the rain. You know, I filled it up, but couldn't wait. Couldn't wait for this moment.
Well, that is a big day, Howard. You got to be on with a couple dopes in the midday, and then you got to listen to some more dopes on press conferences. Howard, how were you able to sneak on the Carson Wentz press conference? Because yesterday we heard no Philly media. Did you have a fake mustache or something? Glasses? What'd you do?
Here's let me correct that.
Okay.
Remember, I've said many times, it's not social and it's not media.
Well, that's for sure.
Okay, and I'm going to out Les Bowen because he was the one that put it out there that it was they were boycotting Philadelphia media. And I said today when they asked me before Carson Wentz news conference that was not the case. I was in touch with the people in Indianapolis, and they told me they're going to take their media people first and then get to the Philadelphia media.
And I think that's fair. It's a Colts
correct.
Press conference, yeah.
Yeah, it's their press conference. You know, and they have questions. We have spoken to them before. They have not. But I made it clear today that was not – I don't know where Les got that. You know, people just throw things out there. And it's not fair to Indianapolis. And then, you know, how can they boycott the Philadelphia media? It was not a boycott, but they were going to wait. And
well, also, Howard,
it made
Carson look bad. I mean, when I
yes.
Because the first thing I thought was, okay, he doesn't want to answer questions about his
right.
time here. And we'll play something he said, but he kind of danced around asking out. But the bottom line is, at least he took the questions.
Yeah, and he had no idea that they were going to go with those guys first. He just got there this morning, so I'm sure they spoke to him about it. They set up when he was going to do the news conference. But, yeah, because people would think, well, Carson, yeah, he just doesn't want to talk to him. That was clearly not the case, and it was not the case that they were going to boycott Philadelphia media, but they took their media in Indianapolis first, and that's fine. I mean, I had no problem with it. And if the question had been asked, I mean, I told those people, I don't have to ask a question. I actually lowered my hand because I wanted to let the other guys get in, but I lowered it too close to when they were going to go to me. So I did have a couple of questions, but, you know, I asked the one, and he actually responded to it. You know, it was about where the narrative came from that, you know, he didn't get along with teammates and he didn't connect. And, you know, again, I'm paraphrasing. And I asked a question, and he answered it, and he, you know, you can't go through, as he said, an investigation to find out where it comes from. But I've told people that I never noticed that. I had Chris Long on, what was it, a week and a half ago. He never noticed that, and he was in the locker room with him. So, yeah, but it went well. I mean, they answer the questions the way they want to answer it, just like the media session here. I'm disappointed the Eagles were a little late because I had to get out of the Eagles thing a little early to get to the Carson Wentz one.
You didn't miss much, Howard, let me tell you.
No. Okay.
You didn't miss much today. The one thing, Howard, I want your take on this. So the last couple of months, it's obviously been pretty clear that this relationship between the Eagles and Wentz was going to end. He got traded. Mm-hmm. But there was a lot out there for about 2 months on, does he want out? Is he forcing his way out? Do the Eagles want him out? Do they want to keep him? And Howard, I thought it was interesting. Today, Carson, he kind of danced around the question of if he asked out. And then the Eagles yesterday, Howard, twice, if you listen to it with Howie and Spadaro, or you just read what they put on the site.
I couldn't get through the music background.
Oh, it was terrible. That was terrible. They also put the quotes up on the site. I mean, twice yesterday, Howie, you know, he didn't say he asked out, but he said we talked to his agent. After talking to his agent, it was clear that a fresh start was what he wanted. I mean, the Eagles basically said yesterday he wanted out in so many words. And then Carson didn't say today that he didn't ask. It's just interesting how even now everyone's still being vague about this.
Well, I think it was just my interpretation, and I'm just some of it has to be assumption.
Yeah.
That he did want out.
Yeah, he asked. That the agent asked.
Well, yeah, because the Eagles soured on him. For whatever reason, they soured on him. And there was probably a few reasons they soured on him. And, you know, one of them was he didn't play well last year. So, okay, they soured on him. They have a year of cap hell this year. But I don't know that they were going to be good enough anyway. And then they'll get through it and move on. And I've been now talking to you as well as other people about it. I think a $40 million quarterback it doesn't work anymore. So they're going to have another year or this year, which they're at, you know, they're going to get through it with no money. And then it'll kind of open up next year. But I will say this. I still think Carson Wentz is going to be a better quarterback than Jalen Hurts because I'm not sure about Jalen Hurts. But I've already seen something from Carson Wentz, and I think there's a chance he could get back. If he feels comfort, he's got a good offensive line. And I think things, maybe mentally, he'll have a better approach. I just think he's going to be better, but they both could be good because I don't know about Jalen Hurts yet. They both could be good. But the Eagles wanted to move forward. I'll tell you what was nonsense I heard before. I heard before I left the Eagles news conference when Howie said, you know, everything's on the table, including a quarterback.
He did.
First of all, the question is, you know, why you're going to ask a question. Would you draft a quarterback? Why would he say no? He's going to make people in case he wants to trade. Somebody wants to trade into him. You know, he's going to try to give people all these ideas that, well, I might take the quarterback, so you're going to have to give me a lot.
And he should, Howard. He should do that.
Exactly right. He did the right thing.
Well, the other thing that to remember is, so someone could trade with the Eagles, or, I mean, Howard, if a team like Carolina is afraid the Eagles would take a quarterback, they could trade ahead of the Eagles. And you know what that does? That sends good players at other positions, wide receiver, tight end,
down to the Eagles.
Offensive line, right, down to the Eagles. I mean, the more let's say the Eagles don't want a quarterback, and I think we would probably say they're not going to take one. If they don't want a quarterback, the more quarterbacks that get taken in front of them, the better spot they're in. Like if three or four quarterbacks get taken before the Eagles are on the board, that means the Eagles get the second or third best player, non-quarterback, in the whole draft.
Yeah, and that means Pitts or Chase
will
be there because, all right, the first two positions are going to be quarterbacks, and I still think the Jets are going to take Wilson. Now, either way, somebody's moving in there to take Wilson, but I think the Jets will. And then Atlanta at four, I think, is going to take a quarterback.
Or they could trade out of it.
They could, but they want a quarterback down the line. I would think.
Yeah, Matt Ryan is what? He was drafted in 2008, so I mean, he's getting up there now, 36 years old, I think.
He's been 14, 15 years with Atlanta.
I think this will be your 14th year, yep.
Okay, so they could take a quarterback. So that leaves five. If Carolina wants to move into five to get a quarterback, there would only be one other spot. To take anybody other
just
than
Miami. Yeah, Miami would be the only spot.
Oh, yeah, Miami would be Miami would be the only spot. And at that point, I don't know what they're going to do. I'm still not a fan of Tua, but they could trade for, I don't know if they would trade for Darnold or not. I just can't believe that Darnold's going to be with the Jets. I just can't believe
it. Yeah, I can't believe it either. But, I mean, the way we're laying it out, I mean, at worst case scenario, if four quarterbacks go in the top five, that means at least one of Pitts or Chase has to be there. Like, that's the math on it. So it's good for the Eagles. The more quarterbacks that go, I'm with it how he said that. But
it
is interesting, though, because last week we got the report from Mortensen that says Jeff Lurie said build around Jalen Hurts. And now you have Howie saying, you know, everything's on the table. It's like they're trying to do damage control. Because, I mean, that didn't help them last week. It didn't help them that got out there.
It's not social, and it's not media.
Yeah, but it's out there. Whatever it is out there.
Yeah, everything gets out there.
Yeah.
It is amazing, all the things. It's like Jason Lockenfora puts out
Deshaun Watson.
The Eagles. That is such a joke.
Oh, Howard, listen. Now, I know there's a lot going on down there right now that is you know, potentially serious stuff. Howard, if that wasn't on the table, and I don't know what's going to happen with those allegations, if they could get that player, though, like
they can't.
Sure, they could.
Number one, they don't have. Okay, it'd be hard to fit him in money wise.
They can make it.
And then you're giving up. Yeah, but you're giving up so much in the draft. You get Deshaun Watson, and who's around them?
I'll start with Deshaun Watson. I'll figure the rest out later.
I think that was
he's a tremendous player.
Well, do the Eagles call Houston? Sure. Hey, listen, if you could get him for two first-round picks, yeah, you would do it. But you're not going to get him for two first-round picks.
It might be three to start, that deal.
Correct. Yeah, that was so ridiculous. In my opinion, it's just totally ridiculous. And now the other things out there. But even without the other things, I think it was ridiculous. I'm not going to judge Deshaun Watson guilty. But I have my own thoughts about it too.
I mean, that situation's got to play out. Look, it could be something serious where teams aren't going to trade for him, and it's going to become a big thing. Or it could be one of those things where in a couple of weeks it kind of goes away. I don't know what it is.
I don't know. Either.
It's not great. I mean, obviously, it's not.
It's not great.
It's not what you
questions
want.
Are, and it's not one. It's multiple.
Yeah, and it could be. So from what I read today, Pro Football Talk said it could be up to six allegations that come out now.
Nowadays, you can't even give your opinion, and it's alleged, but you can't even give your opinion. But I have an opinion.
Yeah, let's hope it's not true for everyone involved. Let's say that 215-592-9494. That's how you hop. Let's take some phone calls. Then Howard, I want to play for you, and you probably were on and you heard it. Carson Wentz's answer to when he kind of started thinking this wasn't going to work out here. I thought it was just interesting the timing of what he said. Greg is up on WIP. What's up, Greg?
Hey, how's you guys doing? How's the king?
Hey.
The king's good, Greg. What's up?
I'm doing great.
I'm going to have a very unpopular opinion in Philadelphia. I think that one of the most overrated topics right now is the hate on Howie Roseman. Have we forgotten that Howie Roseman was the executive of the year in 2017, took a mess of Chip Kelly and turned that all around? Had a few bad years, but I believe he works best with his back against the wall. And this year, very quickly, he's going to turn this thing around. And I predict this, Julio, WIP is going to have a Howie Roseman apology day by the end of the football season.
Wow. Let me say this, Greg. I generally agree with Howard, what he's saying. I think the dislike or the hate or the criticism of Howie has gone a little bit over the top. Now, he deserves criticism. They went 4-11-1 last year. He did not do a good job, and he's had bad drafts. But, Greg, I do think people have been a little too hard on him. Like, I don't think he's the worst executive in the NFL, and we hear that a lot. Like, they'll never win again with Howie. And, Howard, I don't think that's true.
Well, here's the problem. People go overboard on everything in this town.
Yes.
Everything.
That's what we
everything.
Do.
Now, let's not forget, he did bring Chip Kelly in. So, you know, he's got to take responsibility for that. He went out early to try to get him. You know, my understanding is Chip, remember he originally didn't want to take the job?
Yeah.
That's because Andy Reid was still the coach, and you got to respect Chip Kelly for that. I'm not taking a job if this guy's still the coach. So, and then after it was over, you know, then they revisited it, and that's when Chip Kelly. But Howie's the one that went out there to see him. I think it was in October of that the season before they hired him. So whatever the case, but people go overboard. Yeah, you go overboard on Howie, and you know, he's done some good things, but he's done some things which you know, obviously aren't that good, and the teams in the situation they're in now because of that. It goes both ways, but people overreact for sure.
Greg, appreciate the phone call. Howie Roseman apology day. They would need to make the playoffs next season for us to have Howie Roseman.
Can you see that happening?
The playoffs?
People might storm the station.
Oh, well, here's what I can say. Now, I don't think they're going to make
the
playoffs.
I'm not saying it's as bad as people say. No. For sure it's not.
Yeah. I don't think they'll make the playoffs next year. But, Howard, if they do, we will definitely do a Howie Roseman apology show. There's no way we won't do that.
Yeah, if that's the case, then that would be the case.
Yes.
For sure. Absolutely.
People would have to apologize. All right, let's talk to Frankie, who is in Roxburgh. What's up, Frankie?
Hey, Joe, how you doing?
Good, Frankie. What's going on?
I guess the Deshaun Watson thing's off the table now since all those allegations. Nobody's going to want to take a chance on that. If he gets convicted, he might get, penalized. He might not be able to play for 10 games or whatever.
Yeah, so these
never on the table.
Yeah, I mean, these are civil suits. I mean, I suppose there could be a suspension here, Howard, if this comes to fruition.
Well, if it's true, but
yeah.
I don't know that you find it.
Yeah, but
a
you
civil
think
suit, you don't need
take
a majority. What's that?
You think anybody's going to take a chance?
Someone will trade for him, Frank. I mean, I don't.
Yeah, somebody will trade for him, but it wasn't going to be the Eagles anyway. Will you relax?
Yeah, I know.
Relax.
I know.
Yeah,
that.
But let us dream about having Deshaun Watson play quarterback.
Okay,
here,
good. All right. Dream.
I do think someone will trade for him, but just I don't think it's going to happen now. They got to let this stuff kind of die down a little bit.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I think we got a good chance to get a good player. And even the way it if it plays out, they might even drop back if players are still there.
Trade down?
What do you think about that?
They could trade down, Howard.
Sure, absolutely. If they get multiple, they get another pick. Let's say it's Carolina, and Carolina goes to them. And so then Carolina's what, at 8?
Mm-hmm.
Are they at 8?
They're at 8, yep.
Okay. So Carolina's at 8, so you'd still get a good player at 8, and then you'd probably get another first-round pick somewhere along the way, or a second-round pick high in the draft. And it's definitely a possibility. Yeah, I can absolutely see that happening. And let me just touch on something else. All these people that whined about the Eagles losing that last game. How much more valuable is pick 6 than pick 9?
Well, if you look at they have all those charts, right? The old Jimmy Johnson trade value chart. And I think it's been changed a little bit the last couple of years. They kind of updated it. But if you look at it, Howard, the change is worth about a high second round pick. So, you know, like if they could drop from, let's pretend they drop from 6 to 9, which is where they would have been if they beat Washington week 17. That's the value of a second round pick. It's pretty valuable, that loss.
And a good player.
Yeah.
And a better, let's put it this way, a better player and less ability to make a trade to get more picks.
Yeah.
Yes. It was so, so, so right. You know, people just got to get over it. What was the difference if they won that game? Really?
Well, nothing. It mattered none at all. It just was the way it happened, and everyone lost their mind.
Yeah.
You know what I think that was, Howard? I think that was frustration from a season where they stunk.
Yeah, it could have been.
And people were just upset. All right, Howard, let's play this for you here. So this was Carson Wentz today, his introductory press conference with the Colts. He was asked when he thought or started to think that it might not work out here in Philadelphia. This is how he answered that question.
I mean, Green Bay was probably the moment that I realized, you know, this might not be it. You know, when anytime you're pulled, you don't know what's, am I going to go back out next week, next drive? Like, I had no idea. And so all of those things go through your mind, but try and not overthink it. You know, try and just be in the moment, do what I can. Obviously frustrated to not be playing, but at the same time, trying to be there for my teammates and do everything I can to help the team win. And, but yeah, those thoughts definitely, you know, creep in once you're benched, and that's just how it unfolded.
Howard, what struck me about his answer was it seemed like he didn't see it coming, which is surprising because he obviously was not playing well for a while, and Jalen Hurts was getting some time, and there was, I can't imagine, like, it's surprising to me that he was so shocked they actually took him out of the game.
But you think that Jalen Hurts, it was a different year because he didn't have a lot of camp.
Sure.
So, and you
but it wasn't the first game Carson played poorly. Like, if they pulled him in September when he played poorly, then I could see being shocked. I mean, it was December.
I think that one of the reasons he's shocked, and he is right. He doesn't listen, doesn't read anything, doesn't listen to the radio. Really, I guess I don't know that friends text him or don't text him, but I'm sure he does get those things. But I know when he was getting ready for his news conference every week, he had to be told what the hell was going on because he stayed away from that.
So you mean he wasn't listening to us on Tuesday and Thursday nights?
No.
Oh, come
he
on
wasn't
now.
Listening to, he wasn't listening to any of it. He wasn't reading any of it. Or as Jalen Hurts would say, he wasn't paying any attention to any of that rat poison.
Which is probably good, because it is rat poison.
Yeah, right. So I guess until it happens, you're not sure that something like that's going to happen. Remember, they just gave him a new contract for $128 million.
I know, but he was playing bad for a while.
I know. I get it. It's just, you don't know it's going to happen until it happens. You know, you always know that you're not playing well, but you try not to, you know, we're not in that situation, but I'm sure an athlete at that level tries not to put negative thoughts in his mind, and you just got to move past that.
Yeah, so. Well, he's in Indianapolis now, so we'll see how he does. But it was interesting. I mean, it's funny because when we were talking, Howard, during the end of the season, and we didn't know when he was going to speak, if he would speak again. I forget when it was, but I feel like at some point you and I said maybe the next time he talks is, you know, a long time from now. And it turned out to be the next time he spoke was in Indianapolis as a Colt. It's just crazy. We didn't hear Carson Wentz speak from the Packer game after the game, his post-game press conference, until today. It's like
yes, because he had to, because the official announcement was Wednesday late afternoon.
Right.
So today was the day that you knew he was going to speak. But no, he just kind of stayed away from it. He stayed away from all of it and cleared his mind. And we all wish that he would have spoken, but I don't know that it would have changed any of his answers that he had today, any of the responses that he had. So, you know, it was just good to hear from him. And I don't know if there was anything that was really groundbreaking, but at least you get to, at least I got to see him and people get to hear him. And I'm sure we'll get to see him when with the talking and numbskulls on ESPN. And, you know, they'll whine about it in the morning. You know who's, let me add one, a dope.
You got a numb, is he a numbskull or a dope?
A dope okay. to it. And there's a good reason he doesn't have the job that he had before. Mike, what was the former general manager's name?
Tannenbaum.
Tannenbaum. What is he just trying to be an ESPN talking
head?
What did he say?
I missed
it. Well, he just throws things out there that he just, it's like he makes it up as he goes.
You know who he hired, Howard? You know who got their first job in the NFL because of Mike Tannenbaum?
Who?
Howie Roseman.
Really?
Yes. Or he may have given him advice to go to law school because Howie was trying to get into the NFL. Tannenbaum was kind of the guy that helped him get into the league.
There's a reason sometimes guys stay with ESPN because they always want to be back in an NFL
of
front office.
Well, it's Rex Ryan. Remember, he went there. He never left.
Yeah. Another guy that's a dope. They got a list of them, boy. And Tannenbaum is one of them. It's what he says whenever he's on. And I can't take that show for more than about a half an hour. It's just, oh, my God, it's so brutal because those guys just make things up. And that's what it is. I guess we're not far.
We're not far off. Actually, I think we were the inspiration. Sports talk radio was first, and then it took off on television. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll come back. Your phone calls. The NFL has a new TV deal. We'll hit on that, including two things it means for how we're going to watch these games. And the Sixers lost last night. I know, Howard, you have some thoughts.
I'll tell you what else I have.
Okay, what do you got?
A new MVP ranking list.
Oh, wow. So Howard's NBA MVP rankings.
I put a missing persons report out after last night,
okay,
too, based on what your boy Doc Rivers said the other night. But we'll get to that.
All right, that's coming up on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Howard Eskin is with us. We're riding with the King, as always, brought to you by Xfinity Philadelphia's fastest internet and the sponsor of our Xfinity X1 Lounge. Howard, before we get to your updated MVP rankings and the Sixers lost last night, we have a new NFL TV deal. You see that? $10 billion.
It's a lot of money.
$10 billion.
I don't even understand. It's still all the games are still going to be over the air free television. It's still going to be on over the air free television, which is a good thing. So they're not going to block any games to put them on Amazon Prime. They're all over the place. I don't understand all of it. I mean, they've given ESPN/ABC some Super Bowl games, so they got more money, but they all paid more money. Interesting that they have announced the deal right after the league year was over, so they didn't have to put the money on the cap.
That's right. The salary the salary cap stayed low. It will rise, obviously, starting next year a little bit, and then eventually it's going to explode here because $10 billion per year TV. Howard, two things stood out to me. One, so you said it, all games will be on locally. So, but Thursday Night Football now moves to Amazon. So if the Eagles are on, anyone listening to us right now in this area, the game will be on locally on regular television. But like if it's the 49ers and Rams, Howard, we're going to have to watch it on Amazon. It will not be on local, you know, it won't be on TV. It'll be on Amazon, which, I mean, most people.
Oh, so it's not, so that will not be on any kind of over-the-air free television?
No, they're going to do it for the local markets, right? So you won't miss your team. If your team is on Thursday Night Football, it's on Amazon, but you will get it here. I guess, I don't know, NBC 10 will grab it or something. So it will be on.
I'll tell you who's happy about that.
Who's
that? Troy Aikman.
Oh, the Thursday night stuff.
Oh, my gosh. Between Thursday and then Sunday.
Well, it's like all week because they got to get into the city and whatnot.
Yeah, right. So he's happy about that. I guess Thursday night football, there's still a ton of people that watch the games, but I guess it wasn't worth it to Fox, and they got more money out of Amazon. I don't know. It's like too much already. And then one local station will pay somebody to carry the game too. It's like when ESPN does an Eagles game on Monday night, it's picked up by a local station, which I think there's some money involved in that. So they'll get more money. They'll get more money out of that,
which is amazing.
It's like printing money. The NFL just prints.
I mean, it's the one thing that is television proof, right? Like all these other TV shows, the ratings go down or people cut the cord. Football's you look at the list of the most popular TV shows, it's always the NFL games. Everyone.
I know. It's truly amazing. And NBC keeps Sunday night, which they wanted to do, and the NFL was happy with it because of the production's really good, and the numbers are tremendous. It is truly. Truly, truly amazing.
So here's the other thing that I thought was interesting. Howard, Monday Night Football. Now, I didn't see when in the year and how many times, but Monday Night Football now will be part of a flex schedule, which means the Eagles could be scheduled, like just like Sunday night. The Eagles could be scheduled for Monday night in November. If they stink, they're going to move to Sunday, or the opposite, right? If the Eagles aren't coming off a good year
pretty much got to have a two-week window for that, I would think.
Yeah, because you're changing a full day, right? That changes rest and preparation. That's different than just, you know, Sunday at 1 versus Sunday at 8. It's a different day.
You know what's not fair about that?
What?
But life isn't fair when it comes to fans in the NFL. Fans that make travel plans. You know, there's a charge now, not now, because the pandemic, they've eliminated that, but airlines have a change fee. With a lot of airlines. So now people are going to have to, 2 weeks out, it's too close. So there's going to be a change fee. You're going to have to change your hotel. You're going to have to change your airfare if people wanted to travel for games. And Philadelphia people probably will suffer the most because they get so many people to travel for their games if the games are on the road. That's just not fair to those people.
Well, they don't care, Howard, because it's about television money.
Correct.
It's not about us. It's not about people. No. And you're right. I mean, we have the Fans of Philly group that takes people out to different places. Yeah. That is a big deal because people take off work.
Sure
they travel. They fly. You're right. And that's – yeah, you would have to think at least 2 weeks notify – teams, the league, and
go from
fans.
A Sunday game where you can get back to work on Monday
to Monday night.
Now, not only do you miss, if it's a Monday night game, not only do you miss Monday's work, you probably miss Tuesday's work by trying to get a flight back.
Yep.
Yeah, it's just not right. It's not right.
No, but
it doesn't matter.
No,
it's football.
It doesn't. Yeah, all right, Howard, quick, before we go to the phone lines here, and then we'll get your thoughts on the Sixers and your updated MVP list. So, The Eagles made a signing, Howard. I'm surprised we didn't lead with it. It's such a big deal. Andrew Adams is heading here, a safety, and they also bring back Hassan Ridgeway. I mean, we're talking about backups here.
Yeah, correct. Special team for the guy they signed. Yeah, Ridgeway. Yeah, it's just depth. They still don't have a lot of money. So, you know, you can't expect a lot. And they got to leave something there just in case the guys shake loose from other teams after the draft. After June 1st, there'll probably be some guys that shake free. It seems like Zach Ertz is probably going to be here until June 1st. And Alshon hasn't officially been cut yet, right?
Well, I think they designated him a June 1st cut. So he's
gone.
Yeah,
right. So June 1st. And Zach Ertz, he will not be here. Joe, I'm telling you, I talked to some people. They would be shocked if the Eagles get a sixth-round pick for him. Shocked. Is what I was told.
Well, then release him, Howard.
They should. The only thing, because teams don't want to take, here's the other problem, they don't want to take on his salary either.
Yeah.
So if he's free, they can negotiate a new one, and I guess they could do it if you're going to make a trade. The best that somebody from another team told me is maybe they could swap like sixth-round picks to make it look like they got something for him. But the other team has to be sensitive to his contract, too. But, yeah, but that's a June 1st, too.
And they just lost a suitor in a trade. Today the Chargers signed Jared Cook, who's a pretty decent tight end, for about $6 million. So they're not going to trade for Zach Ertz now.
No, and I'm telling you, it was unlikely they were going to get anything significant. Fourth round pick was a pipe.
Well, then why not keep him?
Because
they're already under the cap, right? If they're not getting anything back, keep him.
No, because you're just worried about, you got to move on, and you got to move on from whatever salary that is. You got to move on.
But they're under the cap already.
Yeah, but he makes too much money, and you don't want to extend. You know, you renegotiate to extend. You don't want to do that.
No, I don't want to extend him. He could play out the last year of his deal.
Well, what happens if you get Pitts?
Well, then you'd have no spot for him.
Yeah, right. And so,
but you might not get Pitts, and then you have Ertz and Goddard again.
It's just, you know, it's just.
I don't want to give away good football players here.
I love Zach Ertz, but he's 30 years old and has had injuries the last couple of years. Let him find a team. I think it'd be better for him to find a team that's got a chance to win.
You know where I could see him ending up? Buffalo.
Buffalo's not going to trade for him, for sure. Not going to trade for him. And
if he shook free, though, I could see them having interest.
Yeah, possibly.
And they're obviously close. I mean, they were in the AFC title game. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. Brendan is up on WIP. Hey, Brendan.
Hey, Joe. How are you?
Good, buddy. What's on your mind?
Good. I just want to talk about Carson Wentz and the Eagles quarterback situation and then go in about a couple March Madness questions on who you guys got. So I think that I was listening to Howard on Saturday, and I think Jalen Hurts could have a better future than Carson Wentz. I don't know yet. It's still a little early. But I think we have to roll with Jalen Hurts. We have to build around him. And I think if we give him the weapons, and I think we just got to get a good offensive line. Like, our whole team needs to be rebuilt. And I think Jalen Hurts could really be a good NFL quarterback.
Yeah, I do too. I think he could be a winning player.
Well, he certainly could be. I don't know that he will be. I know what Carson Wentz has done in the past, and he's got a good team around him. The Eagles, it's going to be at least another year. I mean, they'll get some, but again, they'll be first-year players. They got to have a good draft, and after that, and maybe get lucky with some guys that are shake free from other teams and get lucky that they become good. But, yeah, the offensive line, it's interesting. I don't know, Lane Johnson, you got to worry about him. When he's healthy, he's really good. Brooks, when he's healthy, he's really good. But, again, there's questions there. And the left tackle's still a question. That's still a question.
Big question. Yeah. Major question. Brandon, what's your March Madness thought?
Yeah, so I'm just wondering on who you guys – I got to still finish my bracket. I'm wondering who you guys are picking and you think Drexel could do the upset. You never know. Just thinking of who you guys have you got for your Final Four.
Drexel against Illinois, Howard, 16-1. It has happened now. What was 2 years ago?
I would take the points. There's not one chance. Illinois is really good.
Very good.
There's not a chance that Drexel's going to. And I give them, they got the men and the women in the tournament. I give them credit, but they got no chance to beat Illinois.
Howard, who'd you pick to win your bracket? Who you got here?
Well, I don't pick brackets because you got to pick mascots more than anything else. I like the chalk. I like Gonzaga.
They are a prohibitive favorite. I was looking last night. They're the only ones. Good. They're the only minus on the board. I mean, everyone else is plus money.
They're so good.
And this is
they're
the best. Brandon, I think that Gonzaga is going to finally get their title after all these years.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah, that's who I got. I also think I don't know about Michigan. I think Nova may get wiped out in the first round. You never know.
Well, they lost the guard like a couple weeks ago.
They lost
big
two
deal.
Players. Yeah. So, yeah, I just and Villanova. Those 12-5s, you got to be careful. There's 12s that there's always one or two 12s that beat a five. It seems like every year.
And Howard, the team that Villanova's got the first round, Winthrop, they're 23-1.
They only lost one game. Now they didn't play the same competition,
sure.
But they obviously know how to win games. Yeah, that's going to be a really tough game for Villanova.
Yeah,
I
wouldn't be surprised if they lost that first game. Let's talk to Peter in media. What's up, Peter?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Howard. Joe, I got two questions, but I think you can answer them at the same time. In fact, I was waiting to ask this before you even made the TV revenue announcement. So, second question first. I'm not really clear on the Amazon influence, especially on Thursday nights, if you guys can clarify that. But more importantly, I wanted to ask you both, because it seems to me with the TV revenues going up, I guess it'll be next year or maybe 2 years. I'm not sure when that contract takes effect. But I guess
I think
next
it's
year.
23, right? 23?
23,
All right. So even that still holds. It would seem to me to make sense then, and let me just finish the thought and explain why, and then you guys can comment. I don't mind if you disagree. It seems to me to make sense to do what you can to get Deshaun Watson here, because by the time 2023 rolls around, a $40 million contract for a quarterback of his caliber will be a bargain. And then you can and by the way, then the string of free agents that are available, which are very good quality this year, but nobody has money to pay them, they're all going to take one-year contracts and be that much more expensive in 2023. So the real bargains will come to people you sign now at what seem to be high prices. And for the Eagles, they only have, I think, one spot to do that for. That's the quarterback, because they don't have a lot of cash. But I think then if you do that, come the balloon payments that will start in 2023, you could really build a good team around a terrific quarterback then.
Yeah, Peter, I generally agree with you that if they can get Deshaun Watson, they have to try to go do it. And so, like, and if you trade for a player, the salary he's making, it would be less here. It's the same thing with the Colts, right? The Colts are not going to pay Carson Wentz as much per year because the Eagles had to pay a lot of his bonus than the Eagles would have. He went from being like a $35 million a year guy on the cap to like 24 for the Colts. It'd be the same thing if the Eagles traded for Watson. He wouldn't cost the Eagles on the cap as much as he cost the Texans. So maybe he'd be 30 a year instead of 40. I would do it. I mean, Howard doesn't think they have a chance in the world to get him.
I don't think you have a chance to get him, but he's only got 3 years left on the contract, right?
I think it's four after. I think it's more than that. I think it's 4 years.
Okay. So you 2 years they don't have the new contract.
Then it would
and
be.
Then you only have 2 years left, and then you're going to have to sign him the next year. And if it goes up, that's when it really starts to kick in. Then it's not going to be $40 million. It's going to be much more.
Sure.
When you pay a quarterback that much, you still have – it's all going to work itself out, but it's also going to take away from the other players on your team. And then you've got – if you've drafted good young players this year, you're going to have to start signing those good young players. So I don't like that kind of money.
But doing that model puts you in the same position as all the other teams. I think if you take the model of signing a Watson, it puts you behind for the 2 years, as you mentioned. But then when the back 2 years kick in, you're now ahead.
I hate to break the news to you. They're not getting Deshaun Watson.
Why are you breaking? You're breaking everybody's heart here, Howard. We're trying to get Deshaun Watson to Philadelphia.
Okay. Good luck.
That's why I would do it.
Peter, what's your thought on Amazon?
Well, my question was, I'm not clear, because they're trying to get into the NFL market. They're going to raise TV revenues either by paying themselves or forcing the networks to pay more. but I wasn't clear on what games we can watch or not, because I don't have Amazon Prime. What games will I miss?
You'll miss Thursday Night Football, Peter, unless the Eagles are on. If the Eagles are on, because they're our local team, some they'll be on television, right? I don't know if it'll be NBC 10 or whatever, but right. It will be on your TV. But you will miss all the other Thursday Night games that don't involve the Eagles unless you have Amazon Prime.
That's a real bummer, actually. I enjoyed watching that on NFL Network.
Yeah, well, I mean...
Well, then you're going to have to buy Amazon
Well, that's
Prime.
Why Amazon's doing it. Peter, we appreciate it. I mean, they know what they're doing. If Howard, people love the NFL. They're going to now subscribe to Amazon Prime, or at least some people will.
You know, the pandemic created... And Amazon was going to be bigger than life anyway.
Of course.
But the pandemic made them so much... And it's good. I mean, a lot of people I know, I get... things on Amazon.
Every day I got boxes coming to my door from Amazon.
Yeah, I know, all the time. So it's just, man, it's unbelievable. The money out there that they'll pay. And I'll tell you why. This is why the NBA gets their money and there's less people watching the NBA. They get it because live sporting events, people watch. You don't want to watch that on demand because you want to watch sports live because you want the suspense of not knowing who's going to win. Where any TV show, you can just go on demand. And so they just roll right through the commercials. You don't do that with a live football game. Now, that's why it's worth so much
money. Of course.
Money.
And you talk to anyone or you see anything, you're going to see the score. You can't do it. All right, Howard, what to watch for here? Sponsored by Xfinity, the fastest internet in Philadelphia, and the sponsor of our Xfinity X1 Lounge. What do you want to give first? You're missing in action message or your MVP list? What do you got?
Okay, we'll go with the missing because it was last night's game. All right.
Sixers lose last night.
Doc Rivers on Tuesday, you played that bite when he was on the jump, which was total nonsense.
Yeah, he said Ben is he's a lock for defensive player.
A lock for the defensive player of the year. Well, Randall abused him when the Knicks came in. And then remember Doc Rivers said, oh, he can guard any position on the floor. Well, he didn't last night. So put that to rest. And there's a lot of guys. Giannis can guard any position on the floor. There's so many athletic players that can do so many other things. But defensive player of the year, I still think it's overstated. I watched him get lazy on switches, and I've watched him do that all the time. Can he lock down a guard that's 5 inches shorter? Yeah, a lot of times he can. But there's more things to the game. It's, you know, there's switches, there's screens, there's all those things. I saw a tweet last night. The guy wanted to thank Ben Simmons for Giannis's 32 points, his 6-for-16 shooting, and his 7 turnovers. He wanted to thank Ben Simmons for that. He might have been a Bucks fan. He's got to do more than defend. He really does. 6-for-16 when he shoots almost everything from 3 feet
well,
and in.
Especially, Howard, in a game where they're without Joel. I mean, these are the games where they need him to do more
offensively.
It's
just, so whatever. That's just my point about the defensive player of the year.
So you're still not in agreement that he's a lock for defensive player of the year?
No, not close. Rudy Gobert is still the guy. I mean, they have more – that position determines more defensively of the outcome of a game, as far as when I watch basketball games.
All right, now the people need to know your so these are your updated NBA MVP rankings.
Oh,
here?
Yeah. I mean, did you watch the Nets last night?
Yes.
Oh my God!
A 40-point triple double by our boy James Harden.
James Harden with no Kyrie because he takes off when he wants to take off with the phony injuries. Durant's still out with his injury.
Yeah, Harden's carrying.
Harden just takes over a game. James Harden. Without question in my mind right now, again, we still have games to go, is the MVP of this league. And I know what you told me, that he bailed out on Houston early.
He wore a fat suit, Howard. He didn't just bail out. He wore a fat suit around.
Look at the shape that Daryl Morey left that team in. So, and trading Harden doesn't help.
Yeah, of
obviously.
Course. I mean, they're in disarray down there.
It doesn't. What have they lost? 18 in a row now?
I don't know if they'll win again this season. They're terrible.
It's unbelievable. But James Harden is unbelievable. He can play any position. He scores from any position, point, two, three, whatever. He's unbelievable right now. It's almost like they don't need Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant, who are two great players. So he would be my number one. Number two is the Joker. Jokic is number two. He's got such a great awareness, court awareness with his passing skills for a big man. And he can score, and he can rebound. He's really, really good. LeFrod is third. And then because Joel, you can say, well, he got injured. Well, yeah, but that's the second time he's had a bone bruise. I haven't heard many guys in the NBA. I don't know what it is, and it's a shame. It didn't even seem like he got hit. But to get a bone bruise, that takes away when you're not in there because of those kind of injuries. You can't be the MVP.
Yeah, I think there's no chance. I think there's no chance he wins it now. I mean, he's gonna even if he misses only 2 weeks. I mean, that would be we got to be up to close to 12 games he'll miss for the season.
Right.
It's probably gonna be more than that.
And then last night, Doc Rivers said, you know, they were tired. I know that they had back-to-backs. Well, nobody complained from the Knicks when they came in off a back-to-back. Nobody complained from the Utah Jazz when they were on the last game of a long of a road trip and going back, and that's deadly for teams, going back for a long trip home. Nobody complained from the Lakers when they were at the end of a 14-game road trip. So I don't want to hear that's part of the schedule. Ben Simmons is 24 years old, and you said he had tired legs. I don't want to hear about tired legs for a 24-year-old. You know, stop with it. Don't make excuses, you know, because everybody in the NBA now is a crunch-down schedule, and they're all going to be they're all going to have these situations. Every team has them.
Yep.
So you can't make excuses when it affects you, but you also can't blow a 19-point lead. That's what you can't do.
Yeah, when you have that kind of lead, you got to finish it. All right, we've been riding with the King here, as always, brought to you by Xfinity Philadelphia's fastest internet and the sponsor of our Xfinity X1 Lounge. Howard, we'll hear you on Saturday morning.
Yes, you will. Be there with bells on.
All right, well, I'll be listening, Howard. You have a great night, and enjoy the beginning of the tournament here, which starts tonight and then into tomorrow.
And stay safe.
You too. There he goes. Howard Eskin will be back. Lots to get into on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.